Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I was not at the top of my medical school class, all right? I'm sure many of you guys have deduced that, all right? I was not the number one student. In fact, I think I very strongly graduated in the top 99% of my class. I wasn't that bad. But what I did, though, do effectively and competently was administer injections. You really can't get through medical school administering the wrong injection. In fact, you can't get through that shift. You can't get through that injection administering something incorrectly. In medicine, you need to do everything 1,000% correct, and then some. So when I keep hearing in the news that incorrect doses of the COVID vaccine have been administered, you start to kind of scratch your head and go, what the hell? And nursing school is even more rigid and rigorous when it comes to injections than medical school. I mean, medical school, everybody's post-call. They're working multiple shifts, multiple shifts, back-to-back hours. You don't necessarily have a dedicated, we're going to do injections this month or whatever. It's just, you know, what did you get? Draw it up. Let me see what you drew up. Let me see you inject it. If you do it wrong, I'm going to rip you to pieces in front of everybody, and you're going to be embarrassed and cry while you're going on to see your next patient because you really can't go home for another 30-some hours. So in nursing school, I mean, it's even more rigorous. So how the hell are all these people getting incorrect doses? So the latest is Kaiser Permanente had to notify about 3,900 patients that this fall, we're not talking, you know, seconds after the vaccine rollout and people are a little confused about the diluted. Still, that's no excuse. You read the directions before you inject. We're talking months after the vaccine has been out, almost 4,000 people were possibly underdosed. Now, how much was the underdosing? Okay, well, it isn't that astronomical. We don't need to shut down Congress as a result, but rather than giving the 0.3 milliliter dose, some were given 0.26 milliliters, some 0.29, and in between. Now, it's not rocket science, okay? This is pretty easy to do. You draw up the shot. You show that you're at the 0.3. There's a meniscus, so you see where the meniscus hits, and it's calibrated easily. Remember I told you they aren't supposed to use the wrong syringe, a 3-3 syringe, 3cc syringe. They should do the 1cc syringe because it's calibrated a little deeper and so that you could actually see where you're at the 0.3 milliliter dose. And for some reason, somebody did it half-assed. Now, who in medicine gets through school and continues to work doing something halfway? You're not supposed to. Well, apparently it is happening. And what bothers me is when it comes to the vaccine, people are pretty vocal about it, but if Kaiser Permanente had the guts to say, look, guys, we were a little bit off. We're going to offer you guys another shot. We don't think it really affected your immunity too much. How many people are not that honest? How many places are like, oh, my gosh, my nurse screwed up. You know what? Just, you know, nobody saw it. Don't say anything. And then if this is a COVID vaccine, which isn't that difficult to do, then what else is being screwed up on a mass quantity level? Now, some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, this is only a one-off. No, it's not. According to Mercury News, Kaiser, 4,300 people last March were administered a third less than the recommended dose at an Oakland Coliseum mass vaccination clinic. Then we spoke about how in November, 14 children in Antioch, California, were given the incorrect vaccine. Why? Because they used the wrong amount of diluent. Again, people just read the directions. It's not that hard. Then there were children who had received a COVID shot when they were supposed to get a flu shot. Virginia Health Department officials pulled the COVID-19 vaccine completely from Ted Pharmacy because inappropriate or inaccurate dosing was given to 112 children. Rather than doing the 10 microgram dose, they just did a third of the 30 microgram dose, which wasn't accurate. We had a child who had started to get chest pain after they were administered an adult COVID shot instead of their annual flu vaccine. A teenager in Salem got a COVID vaccine dose that was six times the recommended dosing, meaning they didn't dilute it. Now, okay, I'm a big fan of pharmacists. I'm a big fan of nurses. I'm a big fan of physicians. I'm a big fan of PAs. Who's screwing up? Nobody who's a PA, a nurse practitioner, a physician, a pharmacist should be making these sort of mistakes. Are these companies recruiting non-medical professionals? Are these people overworked or tired? How the hell did they get through schooling? Are they unethical? I mean, how do you do something half-assed? You can't. And it just really, really bothers me that we have all these, we're mandating vaccines. We're going to talk about what Hawaii wants to do. We're going to also talk about a doctor who has her license suspended because she spoke out against the mandates and more. And, I mean, if somebody goes, look, we're having incompetent medical professionals administer the vaccine, can you blame them for saying they don't want them? As a medical professional, I am pretty embarrassed that we can't get this right. In my clinic, I oversaw all the vaccines. Once I had taken my child when he was 4 months old to my doctor's office and his RN wife had started to give the wrong vaccine, I was like, that's an interesting color. That's a pretty one. Which one is that? She's like, it's the MMR. I go, the kid's 4 months old. You don't give the MMR. Once I saw that it didn't matter what level of training, people make mistakes, I'm like, I'm going to oversee every single shot. Whether it's an RN, an LPN, an MA, I'm going to oversee everything. And then eventually I just administered them myself. I just couldn't trust that the average person was going to do it right. Why? Why are simple injections getting screwed up? Is anybody even asking? Kaiser said they're going to retrain everybody and they're going to oversee the process again. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this next segment has made a lot of doctors and a lot of patients nervous because people have been asking for ivermectin for their doctor. People have been asking, they've been asking me to comment on Dr. Mercola. Dr. Mercola is an osteopathic physician who is in Florida, who has been very, very concerned about vaccines. I think he has called the COVID-19 vaccines a medical fraud, things like that. And so many of you have been asking me to comment on these other doctors and some of the things they're saying, and understandably so, because you guys are concerned. You guys are scared, and you want the truth. And I promised you guys that I would give you guys the truth, and I apologize. People keep texting. But let me get through this segment, because I know there's a lot of concerns about what's happened. What made headlines is there's a doctor, Dr. Merrill Nass. Some of the news outlets are calling her Ness. I looked her up on the medical board. It's Nass. And she is a 70-year-old physician, internal medicine trained, board certified. I think she did her undergrad at MIT, her medical school at the University of Mississippi, and I think she did a residency also in Mississippi. I haven't looked at all her credentials. But she has been very well known for being against the mandates and having concerns about vaccines. She has spoken publicly. She even testified at a Senate hearing about it back in 2015. She has had her license suspended, and she has also been ordered to have a neuropsychiatric evaluation. Why? Well, for a few reasons. One is she prescribed ivermectin for COVID, which is not FDA approved yet for COVID. This is making a lot of people nervous because many of you have been asking for ivermectin and getting it from your doctor. And you've been mad at me for not prescribing it. I don't want to lose my license. I am only good to my diabetic patient, to my high blood pressure patient, to my cardiovascular patients, to my COVID patients, if I'm alive and if I'm allowed to practice. Even though I think the data on ivermectin is very exciting and is very promising, the medical board has the final say. So she wrote ivermectin for COVID patients. She also wrote hydroxychloroquine for COVID patients. She lied to get hydroxychloroquine for her patient. She even told the medical board that she had told the pharmacist called her back saying, wait a second, this guy is getting hydroxychloroquine. She said, yes, he has Lyme disease. It got the hydroxychloroquine pushed through so that patient could get hydroxychloroquine. For those issues, she got in trouble with the medical board. Now, the medical board is Maine. She has been suspended from her state of Maine, because she practices in Ellsworth, I believe, because that is using deceit in your medical practice and not practicing to the standard of care. Now, what happened to these patients? I haven't seen their medical charts. Everybody lived. She also wrote hydroxychloroquine for a pregnant patient. Now, all of these people ended up still in the hospital with their COVID. So either the hydroxychloroquine did nothing, the hydroxychloroquine was administered too late, the hydroxychloroquine hurt them, maybe caused their illness to get worse, maybe caused delay of care, you know, or maybe it improved their course such that they didn't actually die of COVID, but they were still able to live. I don't know. I haven't seen the medical record, so I can't comment on what the hydroxychloroquine did, but I can comment that I don't think anybody died in her care. And that's not why she was suspended. The pregnant patient has brought a lot of concern because pregnant patients with COVID are notoriously, you know, especially with severe ones, ended up in the hospital. The pregnant patient did end up in the hospital. She was intubated. She self-extubated and left the hospital. I'm not sure what her clinical course was, but she was one of the patients that her midwife had reported to the board that she was on hydroxychloroquine. So, and we aren't even talking about the social media posts. So Dr. Nass violated, according to Maine statutes, by engaging in the practice of fraud, deceit, or misrepresentation in connection with services rendered within the scope of the license issued, by engaging in conduct that evidences a lack of ability or fitness to discharge the duty owned by the licensee to a client or patient of the general public, by engaging in conduct that evidences a lack of knowledge or inability to apply principles or skills to carry out the practice. And then we're going to talk about the unprofessional conduct of her social media posts. And I know a lot of you guys are like, whoa, 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 my doctor gave me ivermectin, my doctor gave me hydroxychloroquine. You might not see that happen because if she and her lawyers are not able to successfully fight her suspension, then a doctor who prescribes ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine against the board rules will lose her license. She's suspended for 30 days until there's a formal hearing, and she has to get her neuropsych evaluation in between them. Now, before I go to the neuropsych evaluation and her social media posts, the medical board has a job, and the medical board's job is to protect the patient. So if you have a doctor that says, look, I don't want you taking high blood pressure medication, I want you to use leeches. Leeches, yeah, have been done in the past, but that is not the standard of care. And if the medical board gets wind that they have licensed somebody that is promoting leeches and not blood pressure medication, and somebody could be at risk for a stroke, they are required to step in. That's their job. So where we have a very kind of precarious situation here is we have doctors who feel that they are helping their patients. I mean, she didn't try to hurt her patient. This wasn't intent. She was trying to help her patient. She really believes that hydroxychloroquine was going to help her patients. And so if the medical board says, no, you're putting people at harm, then it's all up to the science. It's all up to the data. Now, on pregnant patients, there was an article that was, let me see if I could quote them. On pregnant patients and hydroxychloroquine, there was a, let me see if I could find the source here. I did an article on this, and I always put my sources. I apologize here. It was in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. It was a March 2021 study, and it said there is a small increase in the risk of malformations associated with first trimester hydroxychloroquine use. For most patients with autoimmune rheumatic disorders, the benefits of treatment during pregnancy will likely outweigh this risk. So even though there have been studies saying, look, hydroxychloroquine in a pregnant patient, the benefits might outweigh the risks. If we don't have FDA approval for hydroxychloroquine in a pregnant patient, she then would be in violation of the medical board. You can't practice medicine if you don't have a license. And so they felt that her putting a pregnant patient on hydroxychloroquine, her writing ivermectin, her writing hydroxychloroquine, puts patients and the public at risk. And I think medical boards are aware that there are people doing it all over the United States. People are telling me they're getting hydroxychloroquine. Aaron Rodgers got hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Is his doctor going to now lose their license? This is making a lot of people nervous, because they're looking at the studies going, but wait a second. You know, so, why can't I just do an informed consent? Now, that's another reason why she got in trouble. She didn't necessarily do, shall we say, informed consent. In a way, it was over the phone. It was telemedicine visits. And telemedicine can really get a doctor and a patient in trouble. So I don't know if there was, look, I could give this to you if you want. However, you need to sign, realizing there could be side effects, there could be this, can you, you know, and then there is a nurse in the room as a witness. With telemedicine and texts, you might not have that witness. You might not have that in-person ability to be able to sign some forms. And so, according to the medical board said that because she lied about the patient having Lyme disease, and why people are like, why Lyme disease? So in my state in Nevada, the governor said no doctor can write hydroxychloroquine for COVID. If you do, you get in trouble. A lot of people were upset going, why are non-medical professionals making that decision? Others are like, you know what, maybe that's good. Because, you know, there needs to be some control. I was mixed on it. I'm very mixed on that. I see both sides, but I'm looking at the data. And in fact, we talked about last week where another study said, hey guys, this hydroxychloroquine might work because it changes the acidification of the pH of the endosome when a cell wants to try to absorb a SARS-CoV-2 virus. So until the data is out there, I understand why there's a pause on it. But in terms of somebody losing their license, I mean, look, you know, if a person's purposely trying to hurt you, saying, I don't believe in mammograms, you don't get a mammogram, you have to sit and deal with the cancer naturally, that doctor's putting that person in harm's way. If a doctor's saying, look, these are some off-label medications, I know you're scared about hydroxychloroquine, you know, we do off-label treatments all the time.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Active.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's too soon to say whether the Omicron variant will mark a shift in the COVID-19 pandemic to endemic. Fauci on Bloomberg Monday.
Control means you have it present, but it is present at a level that does not disrupt society. And I think that's what most people feel when they talk about endemicity.
California lawmakers unveiled a new bill called Assembly Bill 1400 at the beginning of the year that would establish a single-payer health care system, a plan that would be funded by nearly doubling California's already high taxes. The Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan group, is reporting that the proposed constitutional amendment would increase taxes by roughly $12,250 per household in order to fund the first-of-a-kind health care system. California officials say the taxes would fund government-run health care for all Californians, which would offset the costs of higher taxes and would save money in the long run. USA Radio News. As inflation rages on most economies around the world, Democrats have started discussions for more free money to the American people.
Democrats in Congress have begun talks on another round of coronavirus relief, which they plan to set aside for restaurants, gyms, and performance venues as the Omicron variant of coronavirus continues to spread. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business Network and says there should not be another round of payments.
Before we spend another dime, I think it's time Democrats live in the universe that we're all living in, which is that everything costs more and you continue to pump more money into the economy. This is exactly the impact it's having. Inflation is a tax on working Americans.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A preliminary study in Israel, believed to be the world's first, found that the fourth COVID-19 vaccine booster is not enough to prevent Omicron infection. Gili Regev-Yoche, director of Sheba Medical Center's Infectious Disease Unit, made the claim. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Still lost my voice. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you noticed, some of the doctors you guys like to follow are starting to temper their posts and their opinions, because what's happening to this doctor in Maine is starting to make them a little nervous. And just to recap, Dr. Meryl Nass has been ordered to get a neuropsych evaluation based on her Twitter and website video posts. She's an MIT-trained, University of Mississippi-trained, board-certified internal medicine physician who has now lost her, or has been suspended from her license, is going to be facing a hearing in a month, and she is not able to practice medicine until she also gets a neuropsych evaluation. Why? Because the board was made aware of her Twitter posts and cited some of them. Some of them were very extreme. Some of them were very, very commonly voiced concerns from the medical community. So what's happening to Dr. Nass is making a lot of patients and doctors nervous, because if they feel that if they do write ivermectin or fluvoxamine or an off-label medication to try to save their patient, they could lose their license. And as we talked about, I see both sides. You know, if somebody says, look, I want you to use these magic beans to treat your diabetes, you know, or your cancer, that could put a patient at risk. On the flip side, if the FDA and the CDC is not catching up with some of the latest clinical trials, and doctors want to save their patients, which Dr. Nass said she was doing the ethical code from the AMA to try to, you know, she put her patient first, they could be in trouble. So what happened with the social media? So on November 7th, 2021, the Medical Board of Maine received a complaint that Dr. Nass was spreading COVID and COVID vaccination misinformation on Twitter, which included a link to an interview with Dr. Mercola, and include but are not limited to, and then they list a whole bunch of things that she had said. And Dr. Mercola is one of the doctors out there that is, you know, anti-vaccine. And so if you retweet something and you're a doctor, that could get you in trouble. Now, some people are like, but your social media is your own personal time. Like, you guys saw my 10-year challenge. My 10-year challenge, I have this really, really nice, good-looking tushy, and then 10 years, you see me in diapers. Even though that's not me, okay, those are models. I mean, that's my personal 10-year challenge. That has nothing to do with me professionally. However, if you are going to talk about something within your profession, it might fall in that purview. So some of the things the medical board cited is, she said, you're the guinea pigs. They're not collecting the data. Nobody should have these shots. She also said, apparently, that a patient informed consent form for hydroxychloroquine used at a hospital was a form designed to scare patients from using a safe drug that works well for COVID by making false claims. The form, therefore, can only result in injuries and possibly deaths. So Dr. Nass is saying she believes that hydroxychloroquine saves lives, and the informed consent scares people. She also wrote this. She said, a large number of Americans are recovered and have very durable, long-lasting immunity, much stronger than what you would achieve from the vaccine, which is limited only to immunity against spike, wears off over the next few months, may in fact permanently limit the kind of immune response you would make were you to be infected with COVID again. So she writes, there is absolutely no reason, no good reason to vaccinate somebody who has recovered, and several bad reasons. She says you can harm them. There's a higher rate of injury in the recovered if you vaccinate them, and you may potentially damage their immune response later. Now, even though, you know, I like the body to recover, I'm not that opposed to people getting the COVID vaccine, even though they had COVID, because I think it's a different strain. But what she wrote here isn't a very unique opinion. It's an opinion that a lot of doctors have had on natural immunity. Even colleges have had that opinion on natural immunity. When a student loses a vaccination card and they need to show they've been vaccinated for MMR or have immunity, most of the colleges for years said, look, show us the card or show us a blood test of your immunity. And whether you had it or whether you got the vaccine, as long as you have the immunity, you're good. So colleges, you know, even had a similar attitude. But for that, she is, again, being asked to do a neuropsych evaluation. Other things that she had said was that the CDC was criminal. Let me see if I have her exact quote. If you do not know that the CDC was a criminal agency by now, this ought to get you going. Remember, COVID vaccines are associated with high rates of miscarriages. So, again, her medical board is concerned that she is, when you're a doctor, you have to ascribe to the CDC and the FDA as your sources of standard of care. When you badmouth them, you could get yourself in trouble. Does that mean she has to have a neuropsych evaluation? That's going to be debated. She also wrote that the federal government has basically prohibited the use of normal tests of immunity, normal antibody, T-cell tests, etc., or some pattern of those. and it said we all have to be vaccinated, and that doesn't make scientific or medical sense. So a statement like that was brought up by the board, again, that has been echoed by a lot of people, okay, even not in the medical industry. And so if a doctor is being told to get a neuropsych evaluation because she's asking about natural immunity, and why can't we do antibody tests, then who else in their field is going to be asked to have a neuropsych evaluation? So this is something that's going to be, I don't know if it's going to eventually make it to the Supreme Court. This is going to be a very tumultuous fight in terms of, and a lot of doctors are watching this, because doctors have been prescribing off-label medication. It's risky, but if they could justify it, if they get consent, if they could say, look, this is what we're using it for, we think it's going to help you, off-label use has not been something that forced you to lose your license. But because it's ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, this is really starting to get to the focus. And if a patient ended up in the hospital anyway, a doctor's going to have a tough time proving that it wasn't their care that caused them to worsen. Now, what if a doctor causes a patient's care to worsen? Well, that could be malpractice. Do all cases of malpractice result in a person losing their license? Not all of them. Some, yeah, they do. So let's say you have an infection and a doctor gives you an antibiotic and that antibiotic doesn't work and that infection gets worse, like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton ended up in the hospital with urosepsis. Does his doctor lose his license? If his doctor denied him medication and care, he could. But if the doctor gave him medication and that didn't work, if it was the standard of care, he'll still be okay. So the questions are, what is the standard of care? Well, the standard of care is set by the CDC and the FDA and the medical board. Medical boards. If you're giving something that the powers that be do not agree with, you are going to be treading dangerous waters. Now, patients have been getting ivermectin throughout this COVID pandemic. Many of them have claimed they benefited from it. If a doctor is now going to fear they're going to lose their license, you might not get ivermectin. Moreover, you might not get a doctor's truthful, honest opinion if they think they're going to be mandated to get a neuropsych evaluation. You know, I've been very honest with you guys with the vaccines. If I thought they were going to hurt you, I'm going to tell you. I got the vaccine. My kids got the vaccine. Are there side effects to the vaccines? Yes, and I give you the CDC numbers. So this is an opinion. I tell you, the CDC says almost 11,000 people have reportedly died after the COVID vaccine. However, in all the millions of doses, overall, we feel the benefits might outweigh the risks in terms of preventing hospitalization and death. In terms of mandates, however, I'm not a fan. I'm allowed to give my opinion. So the question is going to be, when is it unprofessional conduct? 1-877-DOT-FELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this next study coming out of Israel, obviously making some health professionals a little nervous because they don't want to get in trouble for misinformation. They don't want to get in trouble for looking like they're anti-vaccine, but we're allowed to talk about the facts. And once it gets to the point where doctors are silenced, it could be pretty ugly. But this is a headline, and I promise you guys, I'm going to give you guys the headlines, I'm going to give you guys the news, and I'm going to stick to my promise. So, a study out of Israel, if you remember, a few weeks ago, they said that fourth vaccine booster quintupled, gave a fivefold increase of antibodies. Yesterday, though, they said, yeah, they boosted antibodies, but it didn't really seem to help against the Omicron variant. Now, I know some people out there that are very pro-vaccine, but that's okay. Give it anyway. Give it anyway. Give it anyway. What's the big deal? Why is this a headline? Well, the reason why it's a headline is because Israel had been doing mass vaccination to those 60 on up to give them a fourth shot. So when they say fourth booster, that's a misnomer. Okay? A booster is a boost after your original series. So fourth booster isn't meaning you got four boosters after your series. You had your two Pfizer shots. In Israel, they got Pfizer. Then they had a third dose, which was a booster. And then they had another one, which was a second booster or their fourth shot. So when you see fourth booster, I understand people like, so they got four shots after their first series? No, it's two. All right? So in Israel, they said, we're going to mass vaccinate everybody over 60 to protect against Omicron. Well, in this is Sheba Medical Center, they found when they looked at, this is about 150 healthcare workers, when they looked at 150 medical records workers compared to 126 who only got the three shots instead of the four, the medical workers that got four still got sick. So we're not even talking major immunocompromised vulnerable people. And the reason why this is important is if you have Israel mass vaccinating everybody over 60 with the fourth shot, when that extra shot could go to other countries or could go to the unvaccinated, it really is a global concern. Because in America, we're going to be moving to mandating a third shot. And so are these boosters really, really healthy? Now, they think it does still provide protection, but not enough against Omicron. Duh. Nobody listens. I've been saying this since the beginning. We're given a vaccine that was made for the old wild type. When do we get a new booster? Just giving new, you know, just giving repeated boosters of the old shot is like what we, it's like the flu vaccine. Don't give me the 2020, 2019, 2020 flu shot. Give me the 2021, 2022 flu shot. That's what we need with this COVID as we get more strains. So what Israel is going to probably do is change their guidance. Still give a booster to the most vulnerable senior population or immunocompromised, but they're not going to call for mass boost, fourth booster vaccination, which I agree with, because then that means you could give those extra shots to these countries that don't have enough. I mean, that's kind of where we're at. You know, it's so funny because people are like, look, you know, those of you that are anti-mandate, anti-multiple boosters, you're anti-vaccine. Have you spoken to the people who have been calling for stopping mandating boosters and mandates? It's because many of us want the underserved countries that could be brewing the next variant to have access to these shots. Here we rich Americans in a rich country as ours and overabundant, we're just more vaccines, more vaccines, more vaccines. I mean, aren't we supposed to be helping the world? I mean, we're so big on climate change. We're so big on saving the earth and protecting the environment. Yet when it comes to vaccines, we're pretty damn selfish. Mind you, Biden donated shots. I think Trump donated shots. Thank you. That was nice. But the more you mandate a shot that people don't want, that's a shot that could save another person's life. So this is a very interesting study. So I got this from the Times of Israel. And again, this happened in Sheba Medical Center. Dr. Professor Gili Regev Yoshai said the vaccine, which was very effective against previous strains, is less effective than the Omicron strain. She says we see an increase in antibodies higher than after the third dose. So what came out a few weeks ago wasn't wrong. They did see higher antibodies. But we see many infected with Omicron who receive the fourth dose. Granted, a bit less than in the control group, but still a lot of infections. So they think the fourth booster is fantastic for Alpha and Delta strains. But we are dealing that much with Delta right now. We're dealing more, and we're definitely not dealing with Alpha. Alpha's gone. So what we're dealing with now is Omicron. So we have some decisions to make on what we're going to do. As I told you, I predicted those booster mandates are coming in February. The Biden administration is going to want to double down on the vaccination numbers. They're realizing that a whole bunch of us got sick, you know, despite our two-dose vaccine. And since nobody has formulated a new vaccine yet, and they have all this extra vaccine, the mandate for the boosters are going to come next. And it's because they're going to want everybody prepared for the next wave. Now, what if the next wave comes in 6 months? Should we wait for our booster? Should we wait on the booster till the summer? Well, we don't know. Last year, there was a wave in the spring. So my guess is they're going to mandate boosters so we're ready for the spring. Even Fauci said, expect another variant to come. So, you know, good for Israel being very open about this. They've already given 500,000 fourth shots. I hate calling it a fourth booster, but fourth Pfizer doses. Now they're going to have to rethink what they're going to do. Israel was the first country to roll out fourth vaccine shots in December, then Chile, Denmark also. So this is because there was data that showed that our initial series vaccination waned. Yeah. But I got to tell you guys, our natural immunity waned too. When patients told me they got the Delta virus, and then 3 months later they got sick again, that means you having a Delta infection did not give you natural immunity. Everybody and their mother I've seen got COVID or some variant of it and they didn't test positive at home. So that means whatever we were exposed to the last 2 years didn't cut it. So, and again, I'm being honest with you guys. I love the idea of natural immunity. I love the idea of vaccine immunity. I love the idea of the hybrid immunity. But it looks like the Omicron wave outsmarted both of them. Which means we're looking at it like the flu. Every year, hopefully we have access to a new and improved formulated shot. And we might get the flu still. We might not get the flu. We might still get COVID. We might not. All right, we're going to have to learn how to deal with that and live with that. I don't think we should mandate shots and force fourth boosters or even third boosters on those who want them or those who don't want them. For those who want them, give it to them. If anybody doesn't want the shot and wants to donate it to Kenya or to Bulgaria or to Kazakhstan or Afghanistan, why can't they? Why can't they donate their shot? They're saving lives. Oh, no, they need to lose their job. They need to... Somebody who wants to save a life over, you know, getting the shot... I just don't get the logic. The problem is doctors could lose their license if they question the logic. We're going to see what happens with Dr. Nass. This is going to be very, very interesting. But I promise you guys, I'm still going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you guys the news. I'm going to give you guys my sources. I'm going to give you guys the headlines. Anything I write, I add the sources on there so you guys can do your own research. All right? So that's all we can do in this world right now. It's a little crazy. 1-877-DOT-TELE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.